Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. Here, back. It's Free for the Money. New episode every Thursday. Brought to you by the TrendCenter app, which we have been using this week. At least I have. Finally gotten on the TrendCenter train. More on that in a few moments. Definitely check them out. Link is in the description. TFTM at checkout. Chris, how are you doing since the last time we spoke?
Doing all right. Still betting on baseball every day because what else am I going to do? 2-1 on the day. Two wins, shout out TrendCenter. Both Marlins Dodgers over and the Padres Giants over just hit or just wrapped up. So cash. And also, I mean, we're going to get into it. Cam Ward's a Titan. So step one to Dynasty is complete. So we're just... Just gotta win some games now. That's the hard part. But for now, being a Titans fan is fun. So it's all good over here. How are the fellas doing?
All good. Okay. yeah, doing all right. I am 3-0 on the day as well, thanks to the Trend Center. They had a trend for the. You said the Padres Giants over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I parlayed that with the Padres money line, make a little nice same game parlay, which is nice. And then what was the other one?
Marlins Dodgers over 9.5.
I didn't get to that one in time.
That hit in like the sixth inning. It was it was cake.
It sucked for me, but yeah, honestly though, I'm kind of Pickett's looking a little red this week, but it's. It's the process. Trust the process. I'm up overall, but you know, you just got to keep grinding. These are numbers. These are facts. This is science. Just keep with it. You might can't say that, but just trust the process. Yeah. Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I am also a little bit in the red. Got some green mixed in there as well. I think the verified trends for the MLB right now are not good. Just being honest here, and if we're one thing on this show, it's honest. But like most of the other like top trends that aren't on the verified trends that are just like the MLB are normally pretty good. So definitely check those out. But the verified trends are probably going to be a lot better as the season goes on.
Have you seen the verified trends for the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's up well. 23 units.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I will be taking the Knicks tomorrow.
Nice.
Just out of pure solidarity. I don't know.
I responsibly had 3 units on Warriors money line in their last, I think it was their last game.
Responsibly.
Friday? Was that their last game? Yeah.
Monday?
Friday. Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday. Yeah. That wasn't last. Friday, I had three or four units on it. And they were down by like 20 early on. And I was like, oh, God, I'm getting killed. This is going to be awful. And they came back and won. And it was awesome. It was a fun day. So, yeah. Shout out Trend Center.
Yep, shout out the Trend Center. We love you. Okay, moving on from the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Touching on the draft. I mean, I guess I'll just go out on a limb and say we were right. Yeah, We were right. As first reported here on this show, Cam Ward is officially a Titan. But in other news, ever since we have drafted him, my TikTok and Instagram feed has just been loaded with the couple of workouts he did with Shador, just talking mad shit to him. It's awesome. And like Shador's like, "Hey, how about you come on a track with me?" And he's like, "No, I want to play football. I want to be known as a football player."
Yeah, he's like, "You don't have any hobbies?" He's like, "Football."
Football.
I love
It's difference between number one draft pick and fifth rounder right there.
Yeah. I hate to beat a dead horse because it feels like everyone has just beaten this to death, but I mean the fact that Shador Sanders went to the fifth round, I mean low key, that's a draft steal. I mean, he's not fifth round bad, I don't think.
I mean, he's not bad by like he's fine. The I don't know what the Browns are doing because their quarterback room is, I guess, technically Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders.
The QB Battle Royale.
That's like, who do you like? Who of those five do you want to start? Flacco, I guess.
I think Kenny Pickett's like the favorite to
Is
start
he?
the season. Yeah.
I mean,
Super Bowl champ went
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hard to, like, given the other options, it's hard to be like, that's a really a fantastic move or a terrible move, honestly. It's just like, yeah, sure, let's just see what happens. How are they all, you think all four, or I guess all five of them are going to start a game this season?
I mean, knowing
I
the
don't know.
Browns, probably. I mean, there's that one guy that has the jersey with all of the quarterback names in the past 20 years, and I mean, it's almost full.
Yeah, I was gonna
Yeah.
ask, like, do you think we get five new names, or I guess maybe three new names added to it?
Yeah, that would be three. I mean, you know, if you need a quarterback, get a bunch of them. One of them's probably gonna work out.
Know the old saying, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. Well, if you have five quarterbacks, surely you gotta have at least one in there
You
somewhere.
got one. You got at least one. Did you? I'm sure y'all saw like the control room for the Browns after they did it, right?
They
That
were
front office didn't look happy. They were
over the
like,
moon.
yeah,
Think I
I've never
missed
seen
it.
a more enthusiastic front office after drafting a potential first rounder in the fifth.
They were just sitting there, just clapping, like, "Hey, good job. We did it,
Yeah,
guys.
we have
Owner didn't
five
make us take this
quarterbacks.
guy at all."
Quarterback, the best football player on the team. Get five of them.
It's
This isn't
definitely
fantasy
like a
football.
front office move, I think.
I think the ownership was like, "Hey,
Or I'm
do it."
sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like ownership, yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was like, hey, we need to sell some fucking jerseys. So
People already bought their Flacco
I know.
jerseys.
Give him a refund. I don't know, man. That's messed up. But whatever.
But whatever.
Dude, that kid who prank called him though, gotten a heap of trouble.
Oh yeah. There was the DC's kid
The
from
Falcons
Atlanta.
DC,
Yeah, the
yeah.
Falcons DC's kid. That's
Fined
so crazy.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Was the coach fined or was the team fined?
The coach was fined and the team was fined. The team was fined like 250K, and then the DC was fined 100K.
Dude, that kid's so grounded.
Dude, that kid is
Yeah.
not going to college. There's your
mean,
college fund.
that's, I mean, I don't feel bad for him. He gets what he, but that's funny. Were y'all like, as just, it seemed just personally offended by that as everyone else on Twitter was?
Oh yeah, I thought
I
it was just
mean,
a total disgrace to the whole to the, I can't even keep a straight face doing that. It happens every year. It's not, this isn't a new thing. Like kids get their hands on numbers all the time. Not a new thing. Sorry.
yeah,
Yeah, just
I just, I can't help but, put myself in that position and then get prank called, like, I'm expecting to go in the first round and I don't even go the first three. And then I'm just like waiting and I get a random phone call and it's obviously not what I wanted to hear. It was what I wanted to hear and until I found out it wasn't. Like, dude, come on. Just fuck off. Like, I don't know.
I feel bad for Shador and that, yeah, that was a shitty move. But just the people on here is like, the Falcons should be stripped of draft picks. This coach should be fired. Like, it's like he didn't.
Oh.
If he would, if the, if what the story sounds like is the coach had like his like iPad or whatever, some team issued device, and that had like all these like prospects, like phone numbers on there, and maybe he just like went to take a shit and he left it sitting on the dining table or dining room table, and the kid walked by and saw it. That's what the report made it sound like. And people were like, oh, he needs to lose his, like, he should never work in football again. The team should lose like first or second round draft picks because I'm like, why? Like, this is not a threat to national security. Like, what the hell are we talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of a hard video to watch, honestly.
Oh,
Like it's like,
I couldn't do it. It was just, yeah, it was cringy.
yeah.
I think I made it about 5 seconds and I was like, all right, I'm good. I don't need to. I
I can
get it.
figure out what happens.
Yeah. Did you see Abdul Carter also got prank called?
Yeah, that's
No.
what I mean.
Yeah.
Like
And
it already happened.
yeah, and
Like,
nobody's talking about that. And he was actually a good football
yeah,
player.
he got prank called the second overall pick.
Yeah.
He was like, "Hey, we're with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We just traded up to get you."
That
That's
guy.
more messed
Yeah.
up than what happened at
Yeah.
Shador.
Whoever like did that, I mean, he was ready. Because
Yeah.
it was like the trade and then like 5 minutes and then the pick. So it was like as soon as that trade happened, he was dialing. That's wild.
Impeccable timing
Yeah.
by that guy.
Perfect
But
timing.
yeah, nobody's really talking about that one. Why not? Not gonna, there's no manhunt out for that kid.
Seriously. Yeah, are we gonna have like a witch hunt on how he got hit the phone number?
Yeah. No, probably not.
No, because that's not Shador Sanders. So who cares?
So,
Cooper DeJean got prank called last year.
Yeah, this happened. Like,
Yeah,
okay.
this happens all the time.
They need to get rid of the, like, they need to stop doing the phone call before. It needs to, they need to know, they
You need to
need to
get an
find out right
email.
when, no, they find out on
Yeah.
TV right when we're finding out.
That
That would be actually awesome,
make
I think.
makes better reaction.
Yeah, and that would make like the third and so on rounds actually kind of like watchable.
Yeah.
Don't know. I just think, yeah, kids, like children are getting prank called. Why don't we just have it be live television? That'd be entertaining as hell. And
Yeah.
kids don't get pranked and nobody's feelings get hurt.
Yeah, just send him an email. Send him a fax.
Carrier pigeon.
But yeah, moving on from prank calls. One thing that I saw nobody sort of complain about was only me, was the fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars found a new way to be a thorn in my side. We immediately draft Cam Ward. Then the Jags trade up, like immediately, and like we didn't even see, like even like the pre-show, we didn't even see any sort of Cam Ward highlight. Like I looked it up before the draft, but like everyone was just shitting their dicks over Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. And I like Travis Hunter, I mean, rightfully so, he's probably the most talented person in the draft, but like, dude, this first overall pick.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've seen it on all over Twitter and stuff, and it's right. Like, this is the least hyped up number one overall pick probably of all time. And it's, you can argue it's like, well, we've kind of known for like a month or so, and like, it's not exactly a loaded draft. So once he goes, it's like, okay, yeah, we knew that. Let's get on to like the more like parody, I guess you could say. Like, we like the things we are actually going to be entertained by. And but also you could say it's the Titans and nobody gives a shit about them. So
That
get
too,
their
isn't
they just
it?
they got their pick. All right, get the Titans off my TV now.
I love it. I love that they keep them quiet.
Oh,
Keep
like,
them low key. They don't know what's coming. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
keep them off the radar.
I
I
legit,
secretly love it. It is kind of genius. Thank you, Jacksonville. I'll send you a fruit basket for that one.
yes. Yeah, I mean, there's not like videos of like our GM like just sucking his like. I mean, did you see the video? I think it was Field Yates tweeted. I saw it today. It was the GM talking about Travis Hunter. And I mean, I know he's a very talented young man, very good football player, but God, they're talking like he's going to
Yeah.
be this, they're already crowning him the savior of the franchise.
They're crowning
It's
him
like,
the savior of football.
let's pump the brakes like a little.
Yeah.
Like, we're
This is
acting
going
like,
to be a really hot take in like 15 years,
I mean, yeah. I
like.
mean, we're acting like he played his first game and he got like a pick six, like receiving touchdown and returned a kick for a touchdown. Like, we're acting like he's like already played and had like the best game imaginable. He hasn't done anything. Like,
Yeah.
it's just,
That
it's
he
wild.
will. He will.
I'm
He'll be
sure
it.
he'll be good, but just to go ahead and just be like, yes, Travis Hunter, you are the savior of Jacksonville. You are going like you're the greatest football player of all time already. Good luck living up to those expectations, kid.
Yeah, that speech he gave, although it was a bit much, was a fantastic speech. I mean, it was, I kind of got me a little hype.
I mean, if I was a Jags fan, I'd love it.
Yeah, I'd be like, this guy is the Messiah. But also at the same time, objectively, like, bro, chill.
Yeah, like what? Just
that was a
begging
bit
for
silly.
old takes exposed. Just
Yeah. But you know what they say about real G's, Chris.
moving silence like lasagna.
That's right. Just like Cam Ward. I thought of that
Out
one.
Lil Wayne.
Shout out. And I keep seeing this third rounder we drafted, Elik Iamorna, whatever his last name is, from Stanford. Canadian dude.
A dog,
Yeah.
first off, dog.
Scored three touchdowns against Colorado to win the game. And one of them was over Travis
Oh
Hunter's
yeah.
head.
Mossed him.
Mossed him,
Yeah.
dude. I saw that and I was like, shit. Now he's
I
on
did
our
a
team.
brief stint at Stanford in College Football 25, and that kid is the truth. If that kid is anything like a video game, that's going to be like the steal of the century.
He's really good. At
Yeah.
least like at Stanford, he was really good. So
The trees.
I love him. Yeah. And then I like the shit, I forgot his name. The undrafted free agent we got that played with Cam Ward at Miami. That guy's a stud.
Yes.
I love this. Like, we outside of Ward, obviously we didn't get too many like big names, but I'm kind of like seeing this offense now. I'm like, I mean, it's not gonna be
Xavier
great,
Restrepo.
but yeah, like it's not gonna be insane, but I think it could be pretty damn good if everything
The
works out.
Texas tight end we got looks pretty good too. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't really know much. Like, I've seen him play. He was good, but I don't
His
really know.
name's Gunner.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Matthew McConaughey loves him, so it's good
Hey, if we can get
with
McConaughey on our side. Not too shabby.
Get McConaughey as a the what is it, the 12th Titan or whatever that do the thing at the beginning of the game at
That'd be
midfield.
awesome.
That'd be pretty sick.
To steal another thing from Texas would be awesome.
That'd be pretty nice.
I know he's an Austin guy. He's not a Houston guy, but that'd be awesome. That kid, the guy we got in the second round, the outside linebacker from UCLA, apparently he's a dog as well. He was playing inside and then like moved to outside like halfway through UCLA season last year. And I don't know, I don't have his stats or I don't have his stats, but he balled out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kid's gonna be a dog.
Apparently, like people were saying he had like one of the most impressive Senior Bowl performances of any defensive player.
Hell yeah.
Something like
Love
that,
it.
maybe. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's see what else. What other draft things?
We got to talk about Shamir Dyke.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Hall of Fame name.
Jim. DK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty good too. I mean, like it's weird with like draft grades because like nobody fucking knows. But it's just like you look at one guy's draft grades, one team gets an A, and then that same team on another guy's board gets an F. Like nobody knows.
I mean, it's all just like the people who give out draft grades. It's did you do what I wanted you to do? That's all
Yeah,
it is.
I saw someone give the Titans an F. And I was like, you're fucking stupid. An F? Really?
It's like I get the criticisms you can make. It's like with whatever Olafemi, is that his first, the UCLA guy? I don't know his last name at all. Olafemi. You can say like, well, he's only played half a season or whatever at edge. The third round pick, what's his name? Something. Yeah, Kevin Winston. It's like, well, he was hurt. It's like, okay, yeah, you can say those things. But also, Cam Ward's a dog.
And we need bodies on defense.
Yeah. And these guys aren't bad. They're just one is coming off an injury and one is unproven. So we're acting like these guys just suck. But I mean, if anybody else drafted these guys, they'd probably be getting flying colors, passing grades, but it's the Titans, so F.
I don't know if you guys saw the video of Mel Kiper crashing out, but it was quite hilarious.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation, just as a country. We need to like have a petition or something. Mel Kiper doesn't need to be doing this anymore. That was just like, I mean, on top of he's just not very good at this. Like, if you look at his track record of just, I'm sure like overall he's decent, but the guys that he says like this guy is a generational talent, like when the guys he like really goes to bat for, they all suck. I mean, that was just take. All like just him being wrong out of it is one of the most unprofessional things I think I've seen on ESPN in a long time, and that's saying something.
Yeah, he it's this is going to be a complete opposite take of you, Chris, but I kind of like these dudes that come out for one thing. Like Clark Kellogg only comes out for the tournament. I like Barry Melrose. I don't like Barry Melrose as a person, but he does fit in this category as the guy that comes out for the Frozen Four. He doesn't do it anymore. I think he might have passed away. I don't
Barry
know.
Melrose, did he?
I am 50% sure. I am not totally sure. Anyway, moving on. But like Mel Kiper, like this
No,
being he's still alive?
Melrose alive, yes.
Okay, well.
Just wanted to get that out there.
Okay. But like Mel Kiper, like this is the only thing that he cares about. And I think that's kind of lame, but also kind of cool. Like he's not on social media, he's not on Twitter, he doesn't listen to anyone. he flies by the seat of his pants. And like, I don't know, I kind of like these dudes that this is their one thing and this is what they got. And like, you know, part of it is like a sort of like an entertainment type thing. Like Mel
Yeah.
Kiper's around because like we can all shit on him because he's normally wrong, but you know, he's had a couple of hits. I can't name them off the top of my head, but you know,
I mean,
that's just my take.
I get what you're saying. I'm not saying like he needs to be fired because he only does one thing and he's not very good at it. Like, that's just like, I don't care if you're wrong. Even if you like you go to bat for these guys and you're wildly inaccurate, whatever, that's fine. I'm wrong about shit all the time. But just to bitch and moan every time another quarterback got taken. It was like, did he save you from a burning building? Why are you taking every quarterback? Like, anytime a quarterback, other than really Cam Ward, they got drafted above him, he took as a personal offense. And just to go out there and say, the NFL has no idea what they're doing. I am smarter than them. I always have been. This essentially, like, what are we doing? Like, he was just that was just a wild performance. And it was entertaining. So I guess got to give him that. But it was just a shocking display of just a temper tantrum from a 80-year-old man, or however old he is, on national television.
I generally do think it's hilarious that he doesn't have social media. He has no other outside influences, and everyone just shits on him. It's kind of hilarious.
I respect the no social media thing. I think that is pretty funny. And it's
Yeah.
kind of like with Skip, who has Twitter but doesn't follow anyone. So it's just him. He just
Shouting
uses
into
it.
the wind.
Yeah, he
He
just
doesn't.
uses Twitter as Microsoft Word, essentially.
Yeah. And like all his Skip's takes are like everyone just shits on him, but he doesn't see him.
I mean, yeah, and Skip, I mean, Skip was doing this as well. He was having an all-time meltdown on Twitter. It was very funny. But I don't care about that. He's wrong about everything. So that was just like a that was just Skip being Skip.
Yeah.
Like he cries about everything and he's usually wrong. So like I couldn't get mad at that.
Yeah. Mel Kiper, food weirdo. I don't know if you guys knew about this.
Oh, what did he said he takes the cheese off his pizza before he eats it or something like that?
And dips it in mashed potatoes.
Oh,
Prison.
I didn't
Straight to
see
prison.
that.
Straight to prison. Straight to
Yeah,
prison. We can't have someone like that running around. We just can't have someone on the streets loose like that. That's
acting like
not
they're one
okay.
of us.
Yes, like what are you? Are you from fucking Pluto? What are you doing?
And
Good God, I am
he go
so mad right now. I did not know that. You've got me
oh
all worked up.
oh here's another one. He goes through 2 to 3 large pumpkin pies a week.
I don't hate that. I mean, if you love
I
pumpkin
like
pie, go
pumpkin
for it.
pie, but
I'm
at
not a huge pumpkin pie guy, but
like at the same time, like I'm not gonna have pumpkin pie in April. Like
I mean,
I don't even know a place that sells pumpkin pie in April.
I
I feel
think
like
you
it's
can get
probably
it at
seasonal.
grocery stores, like,
Probably just make it.
or that, yeah. I
Yeah,
think you go to
maybe.
like Kroger and get it all the
He
time.
just stocks up on canned pumpkin.
He could do
But
that,
he
but he
might not
doesn't eat the
like
crust.
Jesus
He
fucking
doesn't eat any
Christ.
of the bread.
He's not in
But he'll
good enough
carbo load
shape.
on mashed potatoes and on his fucking pizza.
A different carb.
He's not in good enough shape to not eat bread. Like, I know he's old, but like Skip's old and he's in really good shape and he eats like a psycho. Not like just weird shit. He just doesn't eat anything fun. But you
Yeah.
gotta, if you're like, oh, I don't eat the crust on pie, you gotta be like fucking Mr. America or something for that to be excusable.
I gotta look up what else this psychopath eats.
There might be more, but I remember the mashed potatoes thing, and
Did he say that
he
on television?
said it on a Pardon My Take.
Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
He eats it for breakfast every single day. Yeah.
Pizza with mashed potatoes every single day.
No,
Oh,
a
pumpkin
pumpkin
pie.
pie.
Oh, okay. I
I
was like,
just looked
how is
it
he not dead? That's awful.
up.
Nobody should be alive if they've been doing that every day.
And yeah, he like has it as like a snack in the afternoon and every day before bed. Pumpkin pie.
So he's eating roughly half a pumpkin pie a day.
Yeah, depending on the
Ballpark.
size of the pie.
Yeah.
Well, he
Yeah.
eats 2 to 3 of them a week, so.
I guess,
Yeah.
yeah. That's bananas.
Did you find any more, Sean?
No, just the pizza and the pumpkin pie. The pumpkin pie is a real hot button topic.
That's not, I mean, that's weird, don't get me wrong, but that's like whatever. That's almost normal compared to the pizza thing.
I mean, maybe this man doesn't like apples or bananas and is trying to get his potassium and fiber in another way because pumpkin does have those things in him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not defending this man. There's no way I will stand on a hill and be like, you go. But no, I'm just trying to find some type of to truly love some. I don't love anything like that.
Eat it 3 times a day.
This is an
Yeah.
addiction. This is an addiction.
He's like, I have to have it.
I
My pumpkin
get
pie.
the
Yeah,
shakes. this is like something, if you saw this on like the My Strange Addictions, but like I eat 3 pumpkin pies a week, you'd be
I'm in
like,
love with
oh,
my car.
yeah. It's like this person needs to be in an insane asylum. But no, we let this man go on like national television. That's not that weirdo show. And tell us who's going to draft who. He gets paid lots of money to work like 5 days a year.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can't believe people listen to this psychopath. This is outrageous.
More power to him.
I didn't know any of this.
I didn't know about the
I'm
sets.
seething right now.
Yeah.
All worked up.
All right. So before we kind of sign off here, we got to kind of end things early. Got a time crunch. Chris, what was there something you wanted to discuss?
I mean, we talk about current events on this show, and I feel like I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about really the hottest debate on the internet right now. Who would win in a fight? One gorilla, or is it a hundred 100 dudes versus one
100,
gorilla?
it's 100v1.
100v1, or just regular dudes versus a
Just,
gorilla?
yeah, regular
Who
dudes.
we take?
Gorilla.
I think it's the dudes.
Gorilla.
Yeah, gorilla, easy. The dudes,
Yeah, you're gonna
just
lose some.
regular dudes.
Yeah,
Not
like.
you don't get to handpick your squad. This isn't like the Expendables. It's just like guys like us.
Yeah, I think. So we're gonna
There's no
lose
chance.
dudes.
Yeah, I don't.
We're gonna lose dudes, guaranteed. 100%. But y'all dog pile on him, someone gets him by the neck, boom, it's over.
I don't think one person's getting a gorilla by the neck.
Well, if we all dog pile him, we all get him by the neck.
I don't think he would let you do that.
Well, if we dog pile him.
I don't think he would let you dog pile.
Bro, a gorilla can lift like a ton. Like a literal ton. 2,000 pounds.
Dude, I'm.
You don't get to practice it. You don't get to like coordinate your dog pile. It's just gorilla, no pun intended, gorilla warfare. You just attack. I really didn't mean to do that.
Named
Yeah.
that for a reason.
I
So,
guess.
gorillas punch holes in trees, they punch trees down.
Yeah, we're gonna lose some soldiers. Okay.
I think a gorilla goes through 15 to 20 without even breaking a sweat, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
And
it'll
then
slowly decline.
I think he can do another 20 being slightly winded.
There's no chance we can do enough damage to him with, like, if we're just
Bare
barefisting it,
hands? Yeah, no
bare
way.
hands, there's no chance we can do enough damage. His HP won't get down below half. That's just a
I
fact.
think it's possible.
Those are resilient creatures, man.
I
They,
would
I, as
after
much as
this.
I want to bet on the dudes, as much as I'm for the bros, I gotta go gorilla.
After this, well, you need to look up some gorilla highlight tape. Just
Yeah.
watch gorillas just fuck some shit up. There.
No, I'm not demeaning the power of a gorilla. I'm just saying I feel like the power of 100 dudes can do damage.
I don't. Again, just regular dudes.
We got teeth.
You're gonna bite a gorilla.
100 dudes are gonna bite a
Oh my
gorilla.
God. Biting, it has to be one of the most insane strategies.
It's in the strategy guide, the strategy book.
It's not one I've heard yet. It is interesting.
They got big ass foreheads.
At least draw some blood, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, if it's like 100 Derrick Henrys, we might have a shot. Like, we might have a shot. But just regular dudes like us, if there's 33 of me, 33 of Chris, and I'll give you an extra one, 34 of you, Will, there's no chance we can take down that gorilla.
I can jump pretty high.
It's, I, why? Why do you, what do you need to jump for?
I don't know,
What are
just
you doing?
heat,
What are you
man.
jumping for? I'm so
I'm gonna
confused.
jump over his punches. I mean,
Don't think he's ever coming. I think he's coming like that. I don't think he's coming just like oh. Like I think he's coming from above with his attacks.
right,
I think he's.
let me lay it down like this. Maybe so, you know, in Super Smash Brothers with the Super Smash Brothers Melee with the 100-man melee with against like the AI or like the
Yeah, the really
NPC.
bad AI, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you use to defeat that? You use Donkey Kong and you just ground pound the entire time.
That's not how the world works. That's a make-believe world.
But it works.
Yeah, right there in that specific instance.
Yeah, these are really weak NPCs against a fucking gorilla. These are regular dudes versus a gorilla. It's the exact same thing.
Listen, all I'm saying is we go at him all at the same time. We got him.
I also like you can't go like 100 dudes can't, there's not enough like room to all 100 get him at once. Like you would have to like circle him. And then, like, I don't know, you get maybe 15 that are like right there on your front lines. And I think he just goes, like I said, I think he takes out 15 to 20, like probably with one arm, honestly. All
Who's to say?
right. Could be. I don't know. Well, I'm glad we're kind of, on opposite ends here. At least we have a discussion about it, and we're just like, ah, gorilla. All right, see you next week. You know what I mean?
I mean, gorilla can win, but my
But
pick's the
who do you?
dudes.
So your full stance, bros. For the bros.
I believe in my boys.
All right.
I should have texted us like last night, be like, all right, put together your 100 man team.
All right,
Joe
1 million
Rogan.
men, 1 million men versus 100,000 gorillas
That would be more of a
in a more open field.
1 million's a lot.
1 million is a lot.
I still lean
It's kind of
gorilla.
this. It's the same ratio.
Yeah, I still lean gorilla, but 1 million's a lot.
Yeah,
That's not the same ratio.
it is.
No, because there's 100 dudes and one gorilla. That's 1 times 100. 100,000 gorillas times 100 is 10 million. That's an extra zero.
Okay, 1 million men versus 10,000 gorillas, then. That's the correct ratio, I think.
I don't see the dudes pulling that one out.
You don't see the dudes pulling that one out?
That's
No.
an interesting
That.
thought process.
I don't know. That's just the way I see it. Because if the dudes work together, if 100 dudes work together on one gorilla, then it's, I think it's not easy. There, nothing about this is easy. But if a 10,000 gorillas to use teamwork. And that's they I think that's over. I think it's the gorillas all day.
Yeah, I think a gorilla has more combat experience as well versus your average man.
Yeah. But 100 dudes. I like those odds.
I think 100. I think it's gorilla minus 1,000, personally.
Yeah, let's get the books on this. Let's make this a real
Yeah,
thing.
I'm
Let's
sure
go down to Mexico and
Bovada's got pro a line up on it somewhere, probably.
I mean, listen, a wise man once said, you get a plus 1,000 odds on something, better take it.
Plus 10,000 odds.
Plus 10,000 odds,
Yeah.
better take it.
I wanted to, like, the Skip Bayless thing. You know, he doesn't follow anybody. It reminded me of the Creed thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like to, a Microsoft Word. Like, just. It's.
Ryan was like, I've read it. Even for the internet, it's shocking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's The Office.
From The Office.
Oh,
That's what,
okay.
because you made the Kevin reference.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our friend Ryan. Sorry.
No.
No.
No. Yeah, and our
Okay.
friend Creed. Creed Bratton. Get us fake IDs and drugs and.
I had no idea. I for a second I thought Creed the band when that was brought up.
Easily mistakable. I get it.
Easily mistakable. But
They're hot
I
right
believe
now. So,
I
all
believe
right.
it is.
One more thing before we wrap up. This is the same thing as the gorillas and lions. Who
All
wins in a fight? The sun
right.
or 1 trillion lions?
All right, I'm gonna end this podcast right now. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We really appreciate it. Please like, comment,
Lions.
subscribe.
The sun.
I
The
really
lions.
appreciate you watching and listening. Check out the Trend Center app. The link is in the description. The greatest tool for sports bettors on the planet. Use TFTM at checkout for a 15% discount. And we'll be using it all summer to bet the MLB and some of the NBA and NHL playoffs. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter for picks. And we'll see you next time. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Woo! 1 trillion lines would definitely beat the sun.
It's the sun.
It's a 1 trillion. It's a
it's
trillion
the
lines.
sun. They would
A
just
trillion.
evaporate.
It's a trillion of. Have you ever seen a trillion of anything?
Have you
No.
ever seen the sun?
Yeah.
Up close?
Easily.
It's hard to look at the sun.